This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Your chair's quite squeaky.
Okay, well, I won't move around. Hello and welcome to Boners of the Heart. Another tragically...
We're back.
Yes.
A lot of people have been asking, when are you going to start the podcast again? Well, we hope we wouldn't have to.
Yeah, we thought that we would never be faced with the realities of COVID ever again.
Yes.
And yet here we are.
Yeah.
Mask on. Mask on. No, yeah. We're not. We're in the same bubble yet again.
We're in the same fucking bubble. I guess we can...
Weeks apart, that doesn't feel like a ripper cold opening, does it?
Should we start again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I said cold opening.
Cold open?
Yeah.
Like, what is 30 Rock?
Yeah. Hello and welcome.
I didn't like that E and you went straight into the intro, so just okay. Do it again.
Do you want to do the intro?
Well, no, you do it.
Hello and welcome along to Boners of the Heart with Alice Sneddon and...
Well. And I think we should start with more of like a, well, look who it is.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do love that energy.
Like, we're like, oh, well,
look who's come crawling back.
Did you say
that to someone the other day?
No. Are you thinking of Guy Montgomery's title of his comedy?
No, I'm thinking
syndrome?
Of our friend Kuda.
Oh, what did she say?
I can't tell. I'll tell you the story off the air, though, but it's an incredible moment.
Is it someone I know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If I hadn't named her, then it would be great. Yeah, but then, I can't talk about it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's ruined my cold open idea there, so...
Do you want to start again? One more time. You can do it.
No. We've done it. We've started it. This is it.
Okay. All right.
I don't have anything to say. So,
I think you have something. I've got some topics for you to talk about.
No, I don't want to talk about. I'm so warm, but I have to be. It's cold. It's cold in Auckland.
Yeah.
We're back in lockdown. Let's just do a little quick update.
Yeah.
Look. Okay. So,
in 100 days, we've done a lot of French kissing. We've gone
yes.
out there.
Well,
we've made the most.
I fucking haven't. So don't fucking say that.
I haven't done that much French kissing, to be honest.
I sounded too angry there. I feel like I reek of desperation.
I
wouldn't disagree.
No. You put those words in my mouth. That is not what I was going to say at all. I was going to say, I think that you are worrying about this too much. You don't reek of
desperation. Reek of desperation. First thing you say is no.
And you don't.
Well, where was that you don't at the
you
start?
You don't. Okay, I'm sorry. You don't reek of desperation. You absolutely don't reek of desperation.
Let's just stop saying reek of desperation.
You're not Pongy from Desperation. It's not like, whoa, woof, what's that desperation in here? Whoa, someone's let off a massive desperation.
Oh, no, it's so visceral. I know nothing is happening, but your acting is so good there. It's
really?
Well, yeah, especially when it comes to only when it comes to smells. You can only act smells.
I can act as a midwife or someone who's smelling something gross.
Oftentimes, no, both.
Yeah, you don't listen. You don't reek of desperation.
But I made too much. Well, okay. No, I will say in the hundred. What? How many days we had?
102 days of absolute bliss.
Context for those listeners who are perhaps outside. Are you going to vape on the podcast?
No.
Did you used to vape on the podcast?
I don't know. Is it a continuity issue?
I'm not sure. I'm just actually genuinely trying to...
A couple of times I have vaped off mic on the podcast.
Thank you for coming forward with that information.
Mm.
We are in New Zealand. We're in Auckland. Still, we have been in New Zealand. We've been lucky enough to enjoy a a lot of freedom in the last 100 days or so. And
the fruits of the labor of our 5 million person strong team.
Absolutely. Which is why basically the podcast disappeared off the face of the earth almost immediately, leaving a lot of our international listeners very upset. And why wouldn't you be? Of course you would be. We did the fucking dick move of just being like, laters, G. And we like just popped off but then, you know, you got to take your freedoms where you can. Look what happened. You got to live your life in those 100 days, because look what's happened now. We're back in lockdown, level 3, and which is relatively high compared to, you know, some other countries in terms of, it's just very different.
I'd say
in New Zealand
our level 3 lockdown is most countries' maximum lockdown,
which
is basically level 4, but plus we can have takeaways.
Yes, and I think that's fine.
Yeah, it's so nice. I had Uber Eats today. Ugh. It's so bad, politically now to eat Uber Eats, is it? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with those
companies.
Why
didn't you just get food delivered? Just say that next time.
Because I don't want to put out something just purely to protect my reputation.
Can you just advertise Uber Eats on the podcast? Because you were just about to say, I got Uber Eats. It was yummy. I love Uber Eats.
I fucking love Uber Eats.
Oh, nah, fuck off.
Nah, it's so bad. Tip your drivers, tip your restaurants.
Sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. Or don't. I don't know. I don't know what the line is. I don't know how you're supposed to be a good citizen. But anyway, Rose, how do you feel now that we have COVID back in the country?
When is this Frost Nixon interview style come out of nowhere here? When have you ever asked me a question on this podcast?
I'm constantly asking you questions.
Yeah, but they're always like in...
Can I ask you?
Asked me small talk. This is a classic. This is Alice Sneddon's classic thing, is that she will never... She will only ask the big questions. So she will never, ever... I've never heard you speak small talk. You will just be like, do you think you'll have kids? Or... What do you think? How big do you think the universe is? Or do you think there are aliens? How much of the science of Interstellar is real? Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all big questions. You've never asked me how it's going.
Can I ask you a genuine question about how you perceive our friendship, both on and off the podcast, in terms of time spent talking versus time spent listening? Okay, no, hold on. I've asked this question the wrong way.
You talk. Oh, no.
Whoa, really? No, you've said it.
No.
You've said it.
No.
Go, please, back up your first statement and then question
yourself. Equal amount.
Really, you think we're perfectly equal?
Well...
I don't actually have an opinion on this. I'm just curious as to know what is your opinion on the subject matter. I'm going to move off the squeaky chair because it is actually fucking annoying me now.
Okay, just be careful. Yeah, okay, you go over there. Wait, who talks more and who listens more? Or who just talks more?
Yeah.
I don't know, but maybe you?
You reckon I talk more?
Let
me reiterate. I don't have a point of view on this issue. I'm purely just interested in your take on
it. You talk just more, and I think we're pretty equal.
Right, okay, interesting. Would you like me to talk less?
Well, constantly. No. It's good you talk. It's good you talk. But the thing is, I talk. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, who do you think talks? Oh, this is so interesting to me. Okay, dividing chat into categories.
But who do you think talks more? Then can't I ask you the same question?
I think you can ask me the same question. Do you want to ask me the same question?
Who do you think talks more in our friendship?
I'd say your assessment's pretty accurate.
Sure. Okay.
I reckon I use more words. I think you're a more efficient communicator than I am.
Right. Okay.
So like purely...
You're saying I'm stupid.
No. I'm saying the opposite of that. I'm saying the absolute... Don't you dare try and paint me in a corner.
Go on.
I literally just gave you a compliment. Now, there are all sorts of categories of chat, right? Like, and I would say our main categories of chat are relationships. And I don't care if that's fulfilling some sort of stereotype. Because often I'm talking about relationships with women, so that actually passed the Bechdel test.
The Bechdel? Like Bechamel sauce?
It passes the Bechamel test.
the Bechamel test, obviously, because I'm talking about other women. So, congrats.
COVID.
Bless you, yeah.
Okay, so often it passes the Bechamel test.
Yeah.
But, and that is what I will call it from now on.
Yeah.
Okay, so relationships, work, physical health.
So at work includes career.
Yeah.
Okay. And so comedy in general.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah. But not for the purposes merely of entertainment.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Relationships, work.
Work. Physical well-being.
Yeah.
Mental well-being.
Okay.
And entertainment.
Food.
Food. Food. God, food's a huge one. Okay, so like, if we ran through those categories, who do you reckon talks more about relationships? I'm not talking about being in a relationship necessarily, but the pursuit of romantic liaison or current romantic liaison or past
almost
romantic
exactly
liaison.
Equal.
Agreed. Okay.
And your quick agreement of that shows that you definitely talk about it more.
Yeah, I think you. I think that you let me off quite easy there. Yeah, I'm a talker. I love just to work it through.
So then we go back. You talk more about that.
I don't know if that is 100%
true.
That's
what I'm
going to
do. Because
I think...
I agree. I absolutely stand by what I said. 50-50.
I'd say my talk is more focused on one issue.
Yeah,
whereas you cover a broad spectrum.
Yeah, you only catch basically a very long monologue that I am constantly talking. Even my car, I am talking about relationships, and you just kind of get blips of it.
Yes.
So.
Okay. The next category being work.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon talks more about that?
It's hard because we work together, so we're probably talking
even
together.
Okay.
About
all right.
It.
Oh, a really strong friendship right now. Mm. Physical well-being.
You more?
Okay, this is a point that I think, and maybe I've always wanted to raise.
That I talk about it way more.
I reckon you talk about it more than I do. And
potentially, the type
of chat I'm talking about is...
Potentially. But you experience physical unwell being more.
That's true.
And I perhaps could be a hypochondriac in the sense that I don't experience those things that much, and so I don't know how to deal with them. But you are seemingly always on that tip, but silently suffering.
I'm always on the down and down,
but you know what to do. And I am like in the wilderness because I'm
That's usually true.
A physically fit person. So yeah. I will take that.
Okay. Mental well-being.
Me more so.
Do you reckon? Okay. Interesting.
But maybe that's part of my mental unwell-being.
I think this is how I characterize our chat about mental well-being.
Yeah.
You will say this, 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 this. And I will just message you going, I feel sad.
Yeah.
And then I won't want to talk about it anymore, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas I feel like it takes you a while to realize.
Yeah, and then I will know exactly what's going on. But then I won't do anything about it.
Yeah, interesting.
And then you will do something usually about it. But you don't want to talk about it. You never really want to talk about it.
It's interesting that we don't talk about that. I do talk about it. I talk about it a lot. Mm. I talk about it with Leon a lot.
Okay.
But no, that's not personal. I think it's because he laughs about it. Because my greatest fear about whenever you talk about mental well-being is that it's burdensome.
Yeah.
Whereas like with him, it just seems to be like a source of endless entertainment to him.
Yeah.
The more miserable I get. And so that brings like a real levity to it.
I thought about this the other day. I think I probably, if you did... You know, if you did actually tell me about it, God forbid. that'll be the day, and that won't be well for me. But I think I would be way too, like hard. Not hard, but, like, tough on you. I wouldn't be able, maybe wouldn't... I'd probably say the things that you say to me back to you. Oh, I'm actually relatively good. I'm good at, like,
I think you're good.
Advice, but I'm not good at sympathy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm not
I
a
think
sympathetic
that's true.
I'm an empathetic person,
but
I'm not
keep
a sympathetic
yourself.
No, but empathy and sympathy are different.
Can you explain the difference to me?
I think empathy is like being able to put yourself, like understand how that person feels.
I think, isn't that empathy?
Yeah, that's empathy.
Oh, that's empathy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then sympathy
is to not know how that person feels and then feel sorry. Like, isn't it? Wouldn't it be?
Oh.
Let's Google that.
I actually don't know. I'm curious to know what the difference between empathy and sympathy is. Okay.
Let's see that. But then, so I will. So if there's something wrong, I'll be like, well, what are the ways in which we can fix that?
Yeah.
If it's someone else. Sympathy and empathy. Okay.
You do ask me, your go-to is, have you spoken to your therapist?
That's not my go-to. That was my last go-to. Empathy.
And unfortunately, the answer was, yes, I had.
Empathy versus sympathy. Well, let's go to, should we go to dictionary.com?
Yeah. Okay. Did you just do Google empathy versus sympathy?
I did sympathy and empathy.
Because I think that actually empathy can be a negative thing.
You know what? I don't know if I'm empathetic. Maybe I'm sympathetic. You are empathetic.
Yes, I am.
But I actually think
that is one of my worst qualities.
Sympathy is the older of the two terms. So yeah, it's nowadays sympathy is largely used to convey commiseration, pity, or feelings of sorrow for someone else who is experiencing misfortune. And then empathy is it entered the English language a few centuries after sympathy.
It's late to the party.
Unlike sympathy, empathy has come to be used in a broader way than it was when it was first introduced. The term is now often used to refer to the capacity or ability to imagine oneself in the situation of another, experiencing the emotions, ideas, or opinions of that person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting to me about empathy, right? Because I'm like a highly emotional person. Please, can you look at me while I'm talking to you in this podcast?
Yeah. You are a really emotional person.
I'm a super emotional person.
I thought I was an emotional person, but I, turns out, am not an emotional person.
No, you're not an emotional person, really, at all.
Really?
I don't think so.
That's me. I am.
I think you're simmer, boil every 6 weeks or so, whereas I reckon I boil every 2 to 3 days.
I'm in constant turmoil.
That's what I mean by the simmer.
Oh.
You know, like you're in constant turmoil and like it goes unresolved until eventually, like every 6 weeks or so, you have to confront some modicum of those emotions. You boil over and then you return back.
Yes, of course. I repress the emotions for a long
time. It's like when you have like a pot. I'm really going to push this metaphor because I think I may have cracked something good.
Oh my gosh.
It's like you have a pot of water boiling on a, what do you call those stoves? Like our one, an electric hob.
Not and, gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that specific?
Hear me out. Because the water.
Oh my god.
No, easy. Okay, no, let's go gas. Let's go gas. The water boils over the pot, and on a gas stove, what happens is the water gets into the gas element. So some fire is not coming out from half of the gas element. So what that means is that the boiling over has actually been effective in releasing some of the pressure so the pot can go back to a simmer until the gas dries out enough that it can be full fire again, and then it's only a matter of time.
Sure. But what about when it gets rid of so much water in the volume of that pot that it no longer boils big enough for it to overflow?
Yeah.
Also, why do you not have a lid on this pot?
Because I wanted to see the rolling boil.
Okay. 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 Well, everything checks out. That is impenetrable. That's waterproof, airtight metaphor for my emotional turmoil.
Yes.
But no,
whereas my emotional thing is that I'm constantly on high.
Oh, gas or electric?
Gas. It comes to a boil so vigorously that all of the gas goes out. So then somebody comes around and they just put it right back on high again.
Do you find it hard to control your emotions?
Yeah, I've told you what my therapist said to me about how I need to learn to suppress some of my emotions.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, she told me that I'm 100 and that I could afford to be more like 85, 15, 90, 10.
Yeah.
So that's genuinely what I'm working towards.
Wow, that's interesting. It's just, but then it's hard because you're like, does that make me like just a cold
no you're not cold
person? Because I think,
oh, maybe on first meeting,
oh my god,
but only with me. I've seen you being extremely warm with strangers before, far warmer than I would ever deign to be.
Oh my god, I'm not going over this fucking shit again.
No, you are so warm. You're hot.
No, I'm not I'm talking about our first meeting. It's like we talk about like a fucking married couple when we first met. Yeah. didn't see eye to eye.
No.
Years later. I was thinking about meditation today.
Go on.
And I was like,
that's the first step.
Thinking about it. Yeah. And I'm so reluctant to like engage in that kind of thing because I'm like, but because when you come to it's, I feel like I've come to
hold
define
on, you're reluctant to engage in meditation.
Well, I don't meditate. Like I'm like, because the idea of meditation stresses me out because I already know that I won't be able to do it. Do you know what I mean?
But it's like anything, though. You have to practice it.
Exactly. But I'm like, but you know me. If like, I can't nail something on the first go, I will hate it, basically.
That's true. Yeah.
And
you do demand of yourself that you're good at everything right from day zero.
This is the problem, is that I feel like sometimes now, and it's maybe it's like pathologizing stuff, because I don't tend to do that. I don't tend to like... I feel like I've got a whole mix of stuff going on, but I don't put a label on it, which means it's easier to repress and not address, which is amazing.
And that is your motto. Repress and not address.
Repress and do not address. But I've got to put that on a t-shirt. But like, because I feel like the world's complicated and people are complicated and I don't want to be,
beautiful.
You know. But I think I've got a whole host of them, and so I don't really, you know, it's fine. But then I feel like, you know, when you come to... define your personality on behaviors, which is like pretty tough, because then if you can't change, then it becomes a part of who you are. So like part of me is like the idea of meditating, I'm like, that's just not me, because I'm stressed out and I'm like anxious all the time.
Yes.
And that's just, and if I do that, then that'll fundamentally change who
I am.
But
don't you think that is basically just like a slight downgrade of that thing about like artists who are super depressed shouldn't go on antidepressants because then it'll ruin their art.
Whereas
like I think that's actually like bullshit, and a lot of people are like, that's bullshit, and actually what was getting in the way of me being good at my art was my depression because I couldn't get out of bed, etc.
I think it's just different for everyone, isn't it? Because it possibly would be the case with other people.
Do you know what I genuinely think for you? I think you should do transcendental meditation.
That's a cult!
Hear me out, yes, but I think... But I think the structure could be really good for you in the sense that you have to pay a lot of money. It costs like a couple grand to get your mantra. Your mantra. I don't know. No, never mind. I was going to say
womantra. Just womantra, like one womantra.
Yeah, anyway.
Nice one.
And then you have a teacher who teaches you how to do it. And I think you would react better to that than old mate on Headspace being like, now just give this a hone. But what I was saying about empathy, which is why I think it's actually a bad characteristic for me, is because I'm so emotional, the way I empathize with other people is I presume that they are also experiencing that sort of emotional
intensity.
That
level of emotion, yeah.
And
do you think it centers yourself a bit?
It does, yeah. Right. It not only does that, but then I feel worse for them because I assume they're having this kind of emotional response to it, which then heightens my emotional response to it. And it is just like a never-ending circle.
That's so funny. You feel bad for them even when they're not that
upset. Even when they're not feeling that upset.
And
until
then,
I find out from them that they're not feeling that upset. And then I go, but are you sure?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
So for me, I really have to learn that people can have different emotional responses to my own.
Completely, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's my lifelong struggle.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. That's another, the most absolute Leo thing ever. Assuming what? That everyone, you know.
Yeah, it's ultimately bad, I think. But I try and use it as a tool for good, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say to that?
We're nearly at half an hour. I think you use it as a tool for good.
Can I ask,
think you do.
Can I ask you a question? This is completely unrelated. Jeez. Do you feel like our ability to be specific...
I hate this podcast.
Do you feel like our ability to be specific about who we want to fuck, who are celebrities, is getting
Bring it back to theme. I love that.
Yeah, back to theme. Is getting less and less tenable now that you are getting more and more famous and more likely to meet the people who you proclaim that you want to fuck? Because there are lots of people who I could bring up and we could discuss as people that we maybe wanted to have sex with, but I'm also very conscious of the fact that maybe one day you will meet them and you will want to have sex with them. So I'm curious as to what is your position.
There is no good position here, because that's so funny. That's so funny to say, because it's so our lives are mainly over. I don't imagine that I'll gain any level of
our lives are
notoriety.
Over. You're only on your way up,
more so than now.
No, I think that this is just the this. You're on the ascent, not the pinnacle.
The thing is, who is going to listen to this? I'm opening the floodgates there, because I was like, who is going to listen to this podcast? And like, then. You know, like, make a list of all the people who have seen what. Someone will.
Yeah, but can I say, so I will name the person who we're talking about, right? And let me rephrase that. Okay, so I will name a person.
Yeah.
And I won't declare whether or not you want to have sex with
them. You just completely give the game away there.
No.
What do you mean?
I will name a person.
Name three people.
Okay, I'll name three people.
One
okay,
of which I
who
known
you do
to
want to have sex with.
Have sex
and
with.
Two who you may or may not, I don't know the answer to. And you say
Maria Shriver.
And you Brad say Pitt. Whether or not they are a level of fame that you feel comfortable talking about the fact that you want to have sex with them. Okay.
So they are a level. Okay. Sure.
So, like, they are hypothetically people we could talk about as wanting to have sex with them.
Yeah.
But because they're too famous,
sure,
that you don't think they're in your purview, or are they kind of reachable in a way that they're off bounds? Cool. And so I'll name three people, and I'm just going to make sure that they're of kind of, like, equal levels of fame.
I don't want to do this game.
I think this is a really important game for the future of the podcast.
It's the most embarrassing
thing
ever.
I don't want to feel muzzled.
Okay. You said that with the conviction of someone who is having their rights taken away to speak their mind, their truth, their freedom of speech.
Okay.
I don't want to be muzzled in terms of who we talk about, who we want to fuck.
All right.
Okay. Let's readdress the I feel like we're pervs, obviously.
Yes.
That's it. It's like, it's part of me goes, well, it's not good to say you want to have sex with anyone. Right?
Oh, you're questioning the whole premise of the podcast.
I am questioning the whole premise of the podcast.
I've always thought that it's okay because we're women, so it's like a gender flip.
Now,
yeah.
Is that but
do I stand by that?
Go further in there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still fine with it. And I'll say it on these different levels.
Cool.
One, I'm not in a very powerful position with respect to the people that we're talking about.
Sure.
I'm never going to employ Danny DeVito, for example. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, you could.
I could, but it seems so unlikely.
I reckon you could be in a writer's room for one of his projects. But go on.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But in that case, he's employing me, you know.
Sure.
And I'm only speaking from my perspective here.
He'd probably be producing it as well because he likes to produce.
Yeah. So I think I am not, like, a typically hot person in the sense that it's like I could fuck anyone I wanted to. So I think that also plays into it.
Neither am I, though. Neither am I.
Sure, and but you can label yourself that way.
Okay, cool.
But I would not label you that.
Well, I read the emails.
You're extremely fuckable.
I read the emails and I read
what
a lot
emails?
Of thirsty. Well, the ones we get.
Yeah.
You get way more thirsty emails than me. Don't deny it.
I'm not
you
denying
do.
Anything.
Go on.
And I'm grateful for every single one of them. And then
keep
thirdly,
them
because we are women,
okay,
the dynamic is different. Because historically, women have not objectified and oppressed men.
Right.
So I just don't think that it comes with the same political weight than if two men were. And then fourthly,
do you think it's necessary though?
And you said no, but I don't think anything is necessary. Although, actually, I do think it is positive for women's expression of sexuality to show that you can see men as objects or other women as objects from time to time as well. And, like, purely from a position of, like, sexual desire.
That's true. That's a good point.
And well, that's a whole debate right now, like, with... God, I'm so... WAP?
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isn't that the whole debate?
Oh, about, yeah.
The
sure.
reason I hesitated, because I don't know if you say WAP or if you say WAP.
WAP, right. Just say wet us.
Because I've only ever read it.
Yes.
But,
WAP.
WAP. isn't that what people are saying? Well, I look at that video and whatever, it's great, good on them. But a lot of other people. Listen, I'll go on the record, and this is dangerous, but I don't love the song. I'm not listening to it going like, absolutely, you know, I'm like so...
I think it's catchy, but I no, the song's right. The video is fantastic.
Yeah, the video is very cool. Yeah. Anyway, although, is it that, there's some whores in the house.
Yeah.
Is that from that song?
Yeah, that's from the song.
Yeah, that is catchy, That is really cool.
I was listening to a Lil' Kim song the other day. Man, she is great.
Just discovering Lil' Kim.
Kind of. Like her old stuff. I was like, holy shit. You are, like, there's some great stuff in here. She is talking about some full on stuff and it's awesome.
Yeah, see, that is cool, don't you think? Like, and you would say that is necessary in many ways.
That's so true.
Because it's rebalancing the scales.
It's absolutely true.
And then fourthly, I would say one of the main characteristics of the premise of this podcast is that the reason we are attracted to these people is not necessarily your stereotypical reasons for attraction. So that's also promoting an idea that sexual attraction isn't just about, like, do you have abs, et cetera, et cetera.
This is what the interesting thing is, though, because, like, and that's maybe a flaw in my thinking about it in terms of going, oh, you know, like, oh, and you know, I don't think anything about anything, but going, I don't think anything, and I stand by that. But
repress and not address,
repress and don't address. But it's the thing of going, you know, well, like if I heard men speak about women in a similar way, I'd be like, fuck that. And then my immediate thing is, I can't do the same as that. Forgetting that men will still do that. And it still happens.
Yes.
And it's just the funny thing of the onus on the small, like the marginalized group in that sense, having to, and this is the same argument with WAP.
With WAP?
Is that, you know, they should be, that's the exact same thing of being like, and that's the argument I think a lot of men use of going, if men said this, then everyone would be up in arms. And that's to complete falsity because men do always talk.
Yes, they do.
Speak like that. And some of them have just gone underground.
Yeah. But also it's about the context of which way you're speaking like that. Like, they're not speaking like that in a fucking boardroom about, like, people who are working with them. They're just talking innately about their own sexual desire. And did you see the clip of Russell Brand going off about this?
Oh,
it was so fucking bad. And I was like, I don't know if we can say this, but isn't that...
But
he's allegedly a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, for him to wade into that conversation, like...
Also, with the most fourth form stoner...
Oh, my God.
There is no substance to this. What are you saying?
So, basically, what he was trying to articulate, right, was that they're expressing their femininity by adopting masculine.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Or adopting patriarchal fucking frameworks of sexuality with women. Really, aren't you just funneling back into the patriarchy using all these fucking big words by just saying,
making it
you're
out
fucking
like
damned
well.
If you do, if you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, he's just a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
With some basic ass opinions.
100%. Hit list.
But can I say this about men doing a podcast similar to ours? If there were two men, one bisexual, one straight, and they were both talking about their attraction to men and women, and they were saying things like, when they were talking about their attraction to women, like, I don't know if she just is, like, so powerful and, like...
in the same pussy-ass way that we do.
Yeah, in the same little bitchy way that we do. I would be like... A part of me would be like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's so true. God, I'd love to hear that podcast.
I'd love to hear that.
Back to your three celebs of equal
standing. Oh, yes, that's right. I was wondering what we were talking about.
Okay.
Hilary Duff. Nicholas Braun and Lord.
So stupid.
No, I picked two women. I'll do it to your taste.
You fucked this up so bad.
How have I fucked this up?
Because you started with Hilary Duff. Who is thinking about Hilary Duff, bringing her up in conversation? Also, obviously one of the fakes that you've chosen. Like, what about me says that I would be attracted to Hilary Duff? Hilary Duff. So obviously she's out.
I follow Hilary Duff on Instagram.
You follow it up with someone who is clearly the right answer. Then you struggle to think of a third one. And you're not a good enough actor for that to have been a red herring. And you choose Lord.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll pick someone else.
No, you can't. It's already out. Obviously, I think he is a mate. Yeah, I've talked about this before. We talked about Succession. We talked about it.
Oh, have we talked about Greg the Egg?
We have talked about Greg the Egg, yeah.
So is he... let's say that I hadn't revealed that you find him attractive.
Yeah.
And for many different reasons. Would he be a person who, in future podcasts, a person of his level of fame, the person we're talking about is Nicholas Braun, by the way, who plays Greg on Succession. Now,
what's the question?
The question, let me just figure out the way I want to ask this. In future podcasts, would you prefer me to not bring up people of his level of fame because it might potentially ruin your chances of actually having sex with him?
Yeah, we need to ascertain the... Yeah, okay,
that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying
to
establish a standard.
Okay.
The level of fame that you no longer want to talk about. Because we can talk about Brad Pitt. You never... Listen, I think you're great, but you're never going to have sex with...
Alia Shawkat looks like me.
That's very true. And I can see you being great friends with Brad Pitt. But you are never going to have sex with Brad Pitt.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. I can
And also, everyone talks about wanting to fuck Brad Pitt. So sure. To him, it's just like another drop in an ocean.
Yeah,
you know, but to Nicholas Braun, for example, I'm sure lots of people are also talking about wanting to have sex with him, but not at the same level as Brad Pitt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I don't think I will ever meet him, quite realistically.
Really?
But I think he's a good example of the level of people we talk about that we can only go up from there.
Really good to know. Really good to know.
No.
Do you know what I love about this? You're setting clear boundaries.
I'm setting clear boundaries. And if you think the person you're about to speak about is less famous than Nicholas Braun,
don't mention it.
More famous than Nicholas Braun, it's okay.
Name a person who is just like, on the scale of fame, slightly more famous than Nicholas Braun, just to give me kind of like a...
Chris Pine.
Oh, he's a lot more famous than Nicholas Braun.
That's so true. How does he keep getting jobs?
I don't know.
Amazing agent, yeah. Hey? Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was crazy to say. Paul Mescal.
Slightly more famous.
Yeah. Slightly more famous, yeah.
I actually reckon you've got a shot.
He's with Phoebe Bridges now, isn't he?
Is he?
I thought she like flew across.
Who is
the...
she?
Look, who knows? I fucking don't know.
I feel like I just see her name pop up, but like, I don't know who she is.
The algorithm wants me to like her, but I just won't buy.
Yeah, I haven't engaged with it yet. If you know who Phoebe Bridges is, email in and let us know.
I just don't want to deal with anyone younger than me at the moment, to be honest.
Is she younger than us?
Absolutely.
Fuck, it's so fucked up how that keeps happening.
Yeah. And I think it's absolutely fine to not want... I understand now older people not wanting to give me the fucking time of day.
Yeah, sure.
In terms of engaging with my content or...
Yeah, of course. Life,
because I get it. I get it now.
Yeah, that's so true. But and anyway, it's really good of you as
love
well.
Love to any of our listeners who are under the age of 28.
Almost all, I would say. Do you, oh, nah, actually not. Nah, no. That's not true.
No.
Nah, that's not true.
Jesus Christ. Nah, that's okay, not true. Okay, we've talked for 40 minutes. It's a long time.
That's heaps. That's way too much.
Good to chat again, man.
Yeah, really nice to
see
you.
I think we have our deepest chats on the podcast.
Yeah, well, you know, we're both really trying.
We like to monetize our friendship.
Do you think... Oh, nah, never what? Mind. Would our friendship exist without the podcast if it stopped going?
It would.
Yeah. But might be strong.
I don't think so.
Nah, it wouldn't.
I think we talk about some pretty deep stuff here. Including whether or not someone's less famous or more famous than Nicholas Braun. Also, I sound like a weird, I hate that. Like, I'm like...
I put you in a tricky position for sure.
No, I know, but I hate the idea that that... The idea of being known by anyone has disgusted me a bit.
I know, but it is bizarre in the sense that it's true in that, like, you're no different. But I will say, as your friend, yeah. I've noticed a shift over the last year.
Oh, yeah. But just
in a way that I'm
things.
Uncomfortable about.
Yeah, I know you're very uncomfortable with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just do more things, right? But
you do. You don't actually change.
Yeah, I get more...
But more people know who you are.
Yeah, this
don't
makes
think
this
about
podcast,
it too much. Don't think about really. It too much.
To be honest, though, I feel like those people exist in a very different... Like, no one is... Look, like, no one would know who I am and then go, oh, I'm going to listen to this podcast.
That's so true, because then our numbers would be through the roof.
Exactly. Weirdly, I think the people that listen to this podcast are a very weird, secret, small club of people.
And we're so grateful for every single one of you.
We are. And please...
And don't tell anyone else about this podcast.
Please do not. Honestly, it stops here. Whoever's listening to this podcast now,
if this
don't
is your
recommend
first,
it to your friends.
Don't pass it on.
Don't pass it on.
Yeah.
Just
keep it to
keep
yourself.
Between us. Keep
Let
it, between
it be
us.
The thing you are most ashamed of.
Give us an email if you want. Drop us a line. We'll be doing some... We're in lockdown for the next, 10 days or something?
Yeah, so we'll be doing some stuff.
We're doing some potties, and you can always drop us a line. And some people have emailed us, and thank you for doing that.
And
bonersoftheheart@gmail.com. We always read them. I mean, we don't
I think
reply
it's just,
to them.
Is it just Boner of the Heart? Or
it's
Boners
of the Heart. Twitter's
fuck, that's
the
awesome,
the heart,
yeah.
Really nabbed that one.
All right,
anyway.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good night. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.